Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi, Sanhedrin 90A, pagination is 179. We have the privilege of starting the last perek of the Masechta. It should be noted that this perek, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Laolam Haba, the entire Jewish people have a share in the world to come, is a famous statement, a famous perek, dealing largely with Agadata, ethics and hashkafa of the Jewish people. In Mishnayos, the order of the last two prakim is different, is reversed. But this is the last perek in the format that the Gemara uses. That statement, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek La'olam Haba, is used in introducing Pirkei Avos each week, when we study it between Pesach and Shavuos, the introductory statement is based on this Mishnah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim, your nation is totally righteous, la'olam yirshu aretz, they will indeed inherit the land. So, one approach to this is that indeed every Jew is destined to have a share in the world to come. But if they botch it up, they botch it up. As the Mishnah continues, that there is such a possibility, although, as the Ramchal and Derech Hashem says, it's fairly unlikely. It's structured in a way that there's Gehenim as a cleansing process, and there are different methods of kapara that Hashem has, that it's few and far between, as the expression might be, that would not get a shear in Olam Haba, but the possibility exists. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu she'en lam chelak Olam Haba. These are the people that would not get a shear in the world to come, and one of them is Ha'omer ein techias ha'mesim min ha'torah. A person who says that the resurrection is not from the Torah. And the Mefarshim say, Rashi, you could see it, afilu yehi moda umaymin sheyichyu ha'mesim. Even if the person agrees that the dead will come to life, ela delo remiza be'oraisa, but he does not agree that it's hinted at in the Torah itself, koferhu, that's also kfira if he only assumes it's a tradition that's not firmly rooted in the text as well. Let's skip to the Gemara. Actually, let's spend a moment on the end of the Mishnah. Five lines down from where the perek began. Shlosha malachim va'arboa had yotas ein lohem chelek l'olam haba. There are three kings and four citizens who don't get a portion in the world to come. These are examples of such a thing that could happen. Shlosha malachim, the three kings, are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. Menashe did tshuva, and he does get a portion in the world to come. On the next line, Arboa had Yotos, their four citizens, Bilam, Vidoeg, Vaachitofel, Vigechazi, those four people. Says the Gemara V'chokach Lama, why did the Mishnah tell us that one of the examples of Ein Lam Chelok L'Olam Haba, the world to come, is a person who doesn't believe Techias HaMesim is in the Torah? Tana, we learned, to kafar b'tchias ha-mesim, he's denying tchias ha-mesim, the resurrection, which is a fundamental concept in the world to come, that the people who died are going to be resurrected, they're going to be brought back. Lefikach lo yeh lechelek b'tchias ha-mesim, so he's not going to have a shear in it. Shekol midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida keneged mida, because Hashem acts in the way of measure for measure. Pasuk describes that by Elisha, when he prophesied that the famine would be over and that the prices would become awesomely affordable, Vayan HaShalish, and the appointee of the king expressed skepticism against the prophet, Elisha responds, Hincha roe be'enecha, you're going to witness it, or misham lo sochal, and you're not going to eat from it, you're not going to benefit from it, turning on to Amud Beis, uksiv, vayihi lochein, indeed it occurred as such, vayirmuso oso ha'am b'shar vayamos, he was trampled, and he died, and the Gemara explains, from the word Bishar, Al Iske Shar, because of this topic, that's why he died, because he denied the prophecy, so he's not going to benefit from the prophecy. Now, the Gemara spends quite a bit of time on what seem to be either Ramazim inferences that Tchiyas HaMesim is from the Torah, and what is interesting about this is although we stand firm that Tchiyas HaMesim is hinted at in the Torah and is written in the Torah, and you could infer it and understand it from the written Torah. Nevertheless, some of the proofs that are brought have dissenting opinions as to whether or not it was considered like a definitive proof. For example, Minayin l'tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah, how do you know tchias ha-mesim is from the Torah? Shenemar nesata mimenu es terumas Hashem. You should give the terumah of Hashem le'aron ha-kohen, to Aaron. V'chi Aaron le'olam kayam. Am I going to be able to give it to Aaron? Aaron's going to be alive forever, future generations. V'lo lo nechnas l'aretz Yisrael. Aaron didn't even enter the land of Israel. Shenosim lo terumah, in order to get terumah from the land. Aaron will yet come back after the land belongs to the Jewish people. For Yisrael knows him lo terumah, and the Jewish people will give him terumah. Mikan l'tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah. You could see that even though he passed on, he's going to come back, he's going to be resurrected, and people will give him terumah. Okay. The Gemara on the next line, though, says, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael learned, La'aron, that the Pasuk should be understood, that you should give it to Aaron, Ke'aron, like Aaron, Ma'aron Chover, Afbanav Chaverim, just like Aaron is a great person, so his children have to be great people. As Rashi says, Hodechziv La'aron, Lav Lohachihu. That's not the reason that the word Aaron is there to teach you Tchiyas HaMesim from that pasuk. It's certainly learned from other psukim, but there's already a discussion as to exactly which pasuk it should be learned from. Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's session will discuss one of the accepted psukim as a source. Let's drop down to the bottom of the Amud, four lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Shoala Cleopatra Malkasa es Reb Meir. Cleopatra the queen asked Reb Meir. Amra, she said as follows. Yodana, I know the Chayid Shechvi, that the dead will come back to life. That's clear to me. Elekishen Omdin, but when they come back to life, I'm curious. Omdim Arumim. Do they arise unclothed? Obilvusheyen omdim, or do they arise clothed? Amala, Reb Meir responded, Kavachome mechita, I can prove it to you from a wheat kernel. Umachita, the wheat kernel, shenikbira aruma, is buried unclothed without all the chaff and what makes a sheaf of wheat beautiful. You just bury the seed, yotza bekama levushim, and it comes out of the ground clothed. Tzadikim, the righteous, shenikbarim bilvushayim, that are buried with their clothes, their shrouds, their clothed, alachas kama vekama, certainly when they arise, they're going to be clothed. Amalei kesil Rabban Gamliel, the Caesar said to Rabban Gamliel, Amritu, you people say, the shich vichayi, that the dead come back to life. Ha'avu afra, the person decomposes into dirt. Va'afra mikachayi, and dirt doesn't come to life. Amra le'birate, the daughter of the Caesar said, Shavke, leave it alone. Va'ano mahadrano, I will respond to my father's question. Shine yotzim yesh bi'irenu. The two craftsmen in our city. Echad yotzim min amayim ve'echad yotzim min atit. One of them makes products out of water, and one of them makes products out of mud, out of dirt. Ezimeh meshubach, which one would you admire more? Amalei, he says, zeshe yotzim min amayim. If you could produce something out of water, that's really remarkable. Amralei, so she said to him, Minamayim tsar. God is able to create something out of water, meaning the conception material. Minatit, if it's already mud, dirt, lokoshekin, certainly he can create. Okay, so will the Mitzvashem continue tomorrow on the same topic? Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.